warned us about the drifters, said they'd steal your peace of mind. Said danger wore a ragged coat and rode the railroad line. But the men who robbed the children had offices and names, and the newspapers called them leaders while they played their twisted games. They taught us fear of poor men sleeping underneath the bridge, while millionaires bought silence from the people on the edge. Funny who gets handcuffs and who gets a private plane. A hobo stealing supper ain't the one causing all the pain. My granddad said, watch actions, don't be fooled by suits and ties. The worst wolves wear expensive wool and look you in the eyes. Some bear a title of president, some pose for magazines, some hide behind a palace wall, but evil's still what evil means. So don't judge by the bedroll, don't judge by the worn out shoes. A man ain't good because he's wealthy, and he ain't bad because he's poor. I've seen saints riding freight trains and devils sitting in oval rooms. Papers call them vagrants, the town folk locked their gates. But when a child cried out for help, the camp would not hesitate. No committees and no hearings, no cameras for the show. Just men who knew that right was right 100 years ago. We're taught to fear the stranger with a backpack and a grin, while stars and kings and tycoons get forgiven for their sins. Seems money buys a different law, and fame can hide disgrace. But truth don't care for titles, truth still recognizes faces. My great-grandfather wrote it on a scrap of paper worn. Never trust a man's importance, judge him by the week he's harmed. And every year that passes makes those words ring louder still. The measure of a person is what they do when no one will. That hobo camp is gone now, those freight trains mostly passed away, but the lesson that they carried still survives to this day. Protect the weak and helpless, stand your ground when wrong appears, and never let the powerful sell you someone else's fears.